This chazar is a zeichen nishmus habachi cheskel shagav v'm Yehudim sechus v'machas daf kuf yud. Zochting mar Rabbi Abba bar Yitzchak, the name of Chisto, or Rabbi Yehuda, name of Rav, said, from the lands of Tzur until Kartigni, the goyim are familiar with the special status of Yidden and don't oppress them. And they're also familiar with Hashem, and therefore they don't worship Avodah Zarah. However, from west of Tzur and from east of Kartigni, they are not familiar with either. Another pasuk suggests that Hashem is recognized throughout the world, and Rav said they recognize Hashem, but say that Hashem gave power to other beings to act as gods. The pasuk says that one can find the carbon burned for Hashem in every place. Is this really true? As Mar Shmuel Achmei, the name of Rabbi Yonison, said, this refers to Talmidei Chacham who learned Torah in every place. Hashem considers it as if they brought Kabbanis for his sake. The Pasuk says that a mincha Tahira is found in every place as well. This refers to someone who learns Torah with purity, which means that it refers to a person who first gets married and then learns Torah. Zok Mar Vaita, Pasuk says, Shir Amalois, Hinei Baruch Hus Hashem, Kol Avdei Hashem, Ha'im Demeveis Hashem, Balelois. Rabbi Yochanan said, "Bal Leilos refers to the Talmidei Chacham who learn at night, and the pasuk considers them to be engaged in doing the avoda." The pasuk says, "Lo Oylam Zois Al Yisrael," which means that the karbonis will continue to be brought forever. We know it's not true. So Rav Gil, name of Rav, said this refers to Mizbeach built in Shemayim, on which the Malach Michoel brings karbonis. Rabbi Yochanan said this is the first Talmidei Chacham who learned the halachas of the avoda, and it's considered as if the Beis Hamikdash was built by Yemehem in their days. Rav Shlokish said the pasuk of Zois HaTorah means that whoever learns Torah is considered to have brought all of these karbanas. Rava said the letter lamed in front of each karban in this pasuk is extra. It teaches that someone who learns Torah does not even need to bring these karbanas. Rav Yitzchak said the pasuk of Zois Torah Sachatos and Vizois Torah Sa'osham teach that one who learns the sugi of Chatos is treated as if he offered a Chatos. Someone who learns the sugi of Osham is treated as if he offered an Osham. Zakt, the next Mishnah. The pasuk regarding an animal oila says, Ishereach Nichoyach. The pasuk regarding a bird oila says, Ishereach Nichoyach. The pasuk regarding a mincha says, Ishereach Nichoyach. This teaches that whether one gives a little or a lot, he's equally as considered to be equally as pleasing to Hashem as long as he intends in his heart for Hashem. Zakt, the Gemara, Abzeiras, and Rav Adar bar Ahava each bring a pasuk that shows this concept. Brisa says, Rav Shimon Azai says, every carbon uses the name of Hashem. Of Rachem as opposed to Kel or Lakim, so that one cannot make a claim that there are different gods. Could we stay consistent using this particular Shem Hashem? So, because if a different name of Hashem was used by each one, we'd say that it's a different God. God, Chas v'Shalom, we would say it's a different God who commands about each carbon. Also, regarding the fat ox, and regarding the skinny bird, and regarding the mincha, the pasuk always says Ishereach Nichoyach. Dr. Brisa, this teaches that whether one gives a lot or a little, it's equally as pleasing to Hashem as long as he intends in his heart for Hashem. Now, don't think that Hashem needs our kabbanis to eat them, because we know from many pesukim Hashem owns and controls everything and wouldn't need our kabbanis for that. Rather, we bring them for our benefit to get kapara, to get the rotzayin, etc. Another understanding of the pasuk is that the kabbanis must be brought with an intent for the act of shchita. Mar says we find that Shmuel asked Rav Huna, how do we know that if one does not intend for the shechita, the carbon is possible even b'di'eved? Rav Huna answered using the same pasuk that Rav Shimon Azai used to teach this in the Brisa. Hadnaloch perek harei olai isoroin, hadnaloch masechtas menoches, mazeltov, hodu Hashem ki toiv, ki li oilam chastoi, for allowing us to reach the end of this truly involved and somewhat difficult masechta.